A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Seeing Jesus come towards him, John said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I spoke of when I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks before me because he existed before me.' I did not know him myself, and yet it was to reveal him to Israel that I came, baptizing with water." John also declared, "I saw the Spirit coming down on him from heaven like a dove and resting on him. I did not know him myself, but he who sent me to baptize with water and said to me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Yes, I have seen and I am the witness that he is a chosen one of God." The Gospel of the Lord. The crucial word here, it's translated in different ways in the translation, but the crucial word, absolutely crucial to this passage, is not the word Spirit or even Holy, but the word remain, or rest. The one in whom you see the Spirit coming like a dove and resting should be remain. And the one in whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who's going to baptize the Holy Spirit. Remaining, staying, resting, however we translate it, meno in Greek, is crucial to understanding John's Gospel's whole understanding of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit had come among us often. We can't read the Old Testament without finding people inspired by the Spirit in different ways. Sometimes in rather wild, violent ways, like Samson, the Spirit leads him to destruction, to destroy the Philistines. Other times to inspire the prophets, and it's part of our creed. The Lord, I believe in the Holy Spirit, who has spoken through the prophets. John the Baptist himself was filled with the Spirit from the womb, according to the Gospel of St. Luke. The Spirit does not remain on those people. The Spirit is God, and the Spirit being God is sovereign and free, comes and goes as the Spirit chooses. And that's in fact implicit in the use of the word Spirit, which in Hebrew is really just the word for wind. The Spirit comes and goes where it pleases, or the wind comes and goes where it pleases. You can't control it. But in John, John is waiting for, John the Baptist that is waiting for the coming of the one in whom the Spirit will remain, the one whom the Spirit belongs to. We can never say to ourselves often enough that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Son and the Father. We cannot imagine or comprehend the Spirit is separate from them. That destroys the nature of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit descends upon Jesus, he remains. He fills Christ's humanity. But he also comes to the Son, to whom he belongs anyway. Of course, he was always there. The Spirit was always there, but the coming down is rather a revelation of the presence of the Spirit. And that's important. We can't receive the Spirit of Christ without trying to be like Christ, without sharing his life. And ultimately, we must live as Christ lives. All the saints live as Christ lives. They're not Jesus, they're not the Redeemer, but they are full of that presence of God. It's more than just a virtue. It's more than character. It's that sense that we belong. His Holy Spirit remains with the Son, and the Son remains among us as a human being. In this way, the Spirit is shared. That's why we baptize with the Holy Spirit. It's his whole self he baptizes with. Everything he is, he gives to us. Just as the Spirit itself is a Father giving everything he is to the Son, and the Son giving everything he is back to the Father. It's all gift. It's a gift that remains forever. On the day the heavens opened, and John the Baptist baptized Jesus, the Spirit came down among us and remains with us forever. Stay with us, Lord Jesus, and grant us your Spirit.